How did Christian communities in the past respond to godless cultures? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is titled Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Embracing Godly Character at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Embracing Godly Character, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, March the 2nd. We're going to play our four soundbites, and you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We'll give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Anthony Esselin. He's talking here about the state of college education today.
We've gone from a world in which the men at a college in, let's say, the United States or Great Britain in the year 1916, 1917, knew that they could be called up from there at any moment to fight in a dreadfully brutal and miserable war, right? We had to grow up fast. From there, we've come now to a world in which people have to be comforted by puppies because an election went in a way that they had not wanted it to go. We've gone from it being expected of us that we would have personal backbone, which would include intellectual backbone. So if you went to a university and you believed something that the professor believed was wrong and he gave you arguments against it, you would be expected to try to hold your own or to examine the truth of your previous belief with evidence or with arguments. We've gone from there to education as emotional and personal validation if you belong to certain favored groups. If you don't belong to those favored groups, then you're out in the cold. But this is not education. This is not even good emotional therapy. This is a dose of opioid laced with poison. It's not even good opioid. And, of course, no real education can go on in that environment.
That is soundbite number one, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on the state of college education today. Vote for it by giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Scott Murray, answering the questions, should Lutherans be silent on marriage and sexuality because those subjects are matters of the law?
Well, the law is still God's word, no matter what people say. So, you know, God gives the fourth commandment and the sixth commandment to defend marriage and sexuality. And in a way, except perhaps maybe the ninth and tenth commandments, you don't get such a high emphasis on anything among the 10 words of God that he gives from Mount Sinai. So it's obvious that it's pretty important to God. Secondly, holy marriage also is related to the gospel. You know, you don't have to read very far in Ephesians 5 to understand that Christ's relationship with his bride, the church, is the model for holy marriage, and then reciprocally, that holy marriage in the relationship of husband and wife is there to typify to the world the passionate divine love of the Christ for his bride, the church. So, you know, it's not so easy as to say, oh, well, it's just law, never mind about this, because what we believe about marriage is related to who we think Christ is, what Christ does for his bride, the church, what the church is, how Christ possesses his bride, and what he does for her. Those are gospel issues, Todd. So, I mean, this is really at the center of the thing for us.
That's soundbite number two. Dr. Scott Murray, should Lutherans be silent on marriage and sexuality because they are matters of the law? Vote for that live this Friday afternoon by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Carl Truman. We were talking about sin in liberal Christianity. Here were his thoughts.
Often in such groups, you'll find that sin comes to be identified with psychological oppression, which is in some ways how the secular left has come to identify sin as well. Oppression, which was once an economic category, has now really become a psychological category. And that lies at the heart of the secular sexual revolution. I think what we're seeing in the church is that same secular sexual revolution now being expressed in a religious idiom, given a veneer of Christian piety by capitalizing on traditional Christian language to express what is essentially a very secular understanding of sin, where sin is not you rebelling against God. Sin is you participating in the psychological oppression of me in some way. That's what you need to be forgiven for, not your rebellion against God. This is the Achilles heel of liberal Christianity, that ultimately it's simply trying to give expression to the wider culture's values in terms of a Christian idiom. I mean, it's essentially making itself irrelevant at that point. The purpose of the church is to be a culture in and of itself and to stand prophetically in relation to the wider secular culture around us. Liberal Christianity, by and large, simply presents the wider secular culture, but within a thinly Christian idiom.
That was soundbite number three, Dr. Carl Truman on sin and liberal Christianity. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four. It comes from Scott Klusendorf. There are those arguing that pro-lifers' defense of the unborn is too narrow. We need to think of whole life. Here he is responding to their argument.
The basic argument comes down to this. Because you oppose the intentional killing of an innocent human being in the womb, you are responsible to take on all kinds of other issues. Now, Todd, nobody else gets hit with this. Imagine a Christian ministry that opened an inner-city daycare center from 3 to 5 p.m. weekdays after school to help inner-city moms get home from their jobs, get dinner prepared, and have a little breathing space before all the kids show up. Would anybody go to that inner-city ministry and say, why aren't you open 24/7? What are you doing for kids on the weekend? And by the way, what are you doing for college kids and young adults? How come you're only caring about small children? Or as a colleague of mine put it, nobody ever hated on Mr. Rogers because he focused his efforts on toddlers and not on teenagers. And yet pro-lifers are getting ambushed and attacked simply because they don't take on every issue under the sun.
That's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, the whole life versus pro-life argument. When we come back from this break, it's time to vote for issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. You can vote for that one or any of them by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at @issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll be right back with your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
What does it mean to live the good life? Lots of money, power, fame, health, beauty? Or does the good life mean something a little different for Christians? In its Lenten issue, the Lutheran Witness looks at elements of the Bible's countercultural vision for good living, including prayer, fasting, piety, and trusting God's word. Goodness, it turns out, is good. Who knew? Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, March the 2nd. We have played the soundbites for you. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. It's everybody's opportunity for the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Anthony Esselin, the state of college education today? Soundbite number two, Dr. Scott Murray, should Lutherans be silent on marriage and sexuality because they are matters of the law? Soundbite number three, Dr. Carl Truman, sin in liberal Christianity? Or soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on the whole life versus pro-life argument. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first is James, who votes for soundbite number one, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on the state of college education today. He says, historical perspective on education and the change to the insane norm a century after the backbone once required to stand in society. Thank you very much for your vote there, James. Steve listens in Salina, Kansas. He's voting for soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, on the whole life versus the pro-life argument. As this Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, he says Klusendorf does well to encourage us not to get pulled into the whole life argument, which is a tactic employed by many proponents of abortion. Keep the main thing the main thing. I oppose the intentional killing of an innocent human being in the womb. Steve, thank you for listening there in Kansas. Down in Florida, Aaron is listening. He says, I'm going to have to vote for Dr. Carl Truman today on sin in liberal Christianity. One has to ask what psychological oppression the problem in Nineveh and Sodom and Gomorrah. Good question, Aaron. It only goes to show how liberal Christianity denial of biblical factuality leads to a complete redefinition of the most basic of biblical terms. You are quite right, Aaron. Thank you for listening in Florida. Chad listens in Alexandria, Minnesota. He's voting for soundbite number four as well. Scott Klusendorf. Prioritization is vital with the limited resources of pro-lifers. We obviously care about the whole life, but abortion is a situation of immediate life or death for those located in the womb. Well put, Chad, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. In Michigan, Matthew says this, I vote for Scott Klusendorf, soundbite number four on whole life versus pro-life. He says his series on abortion is a classic of every person's interest in protecting the unborn and that what they should hear. What series was my first free sample of the crack cocaine heroin that is Issues Etc.? Thankfully, like other dealers, it's still free. Matthew, thanks for listening in Michigan. Here's our winner for this week. It is soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, the whole life versus the pro-life argument.
The basic argument comes down to this. Because you oppose the intentional killing of an innocent human being in the womb, you are responsible to take on all kinds of other issues. Now, Todd, nobody else gets hit with this. Imagine a Christian ministry that opened an inner-city daycare center from 3 to 5 p.m. weekdays after school to help inner-city moms get home from their jobs, get dinner prepared, and have a little breathing space before all the kids show up. Would anybody go to that inner-city ministry and say, why aren't you open 24/7? What are you doing for kids on the weekend? And by the way, what are you doing for college kids and young adults? How come you're only caring about small children? Or as a colleague of mine put it, nobody ever hated on Mr. Rogers because he focused his efforts on toddlers and not on teenagers. And yet pro-lifers are getting ambushed and attacked simply because they don't take on every issue under the sun.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Scott Klusendorf, the whole life versus the pro-life argument. Aaron in Florida, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we're going to give you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Would you like to change careers or advance in your current job? Well, Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options for an associate's, a bachelor's, or a master's degree. Just click their logo at issuesetc.org, enter the promo code ISSUES, and they'll even waive your application fee. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Eastern Orthodoxy with Dr. Mike Horton. We'll talk with Dr. Angus Manouge about nihilism, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on God created Adam and Eve. I know that the whole life argument, on the face of it, initially sounds good. It sounds like what it purports to be, an argument for protecting all of life from beginning to end, as we say, at every stage and every facet of it. And I don't think any pro-lifer has an argument with caring for life outside the womb as well as inside the womb. That is a straw man invented by the proponents of abortion. So pro-lifers who've been tempted by the whole life argument, don't be tempted by this argument that essentially comes from those who are in favor of aborting the unborn. Because we do care about life from beginning to end, and there is a priority. It is life and death. One of the most dangerous places to live right now is in your mother's womb in America. That life requires our priority. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.